Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I'm so excited to have a couple of guests on the air today telling us all about Opera Wilmington, a long-held dream about to come into its first fruition this summer. And here to tell us about this new company, Opera Wilmington, is Nancy King, the artistic director, and Wendy Fingerhut, the executive director. Thank you both for coming today.
Thanks for having us, Jamila.
Thank you.
I also want to mention a couple of other real important people in this venture. Sure. Who is your husband, Wendy? Jerry Fingerhut is the financial director of the organization, which, of course, as we all know, with nonprofits, that's really important. And then Stephen Arante, the conductor for the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, is coming
Absolutely.
On as your conductor.
Yep. Stephen Arante, who's one of my great colleagues at UNCW. And, of course, we have other people from UNCW who are also involved in the production side that we can talk about a little bit later. But, yeah, we're very excited that we have Stephen and members of the Wilmington Symphony involved.
That is so great. Now, this has been a long-held dream. I know I've talked about it. I've heard you talk about it, Nancy.
Yes.
And you've had your wonderful Whoop, you know,
Whoop,
Wilmington Opera Outreach mm-hmm. with the students from your classes that you teach. But what is making this particular dream, which is Opera Wilmington, happening now?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask about that because it's been an idea in the back of not just my brain, but a lot of people's brains in the community for a long time. And I have to say, it's just the right venture at the right moment. There were many people who just sort of stepped forward and fulfilled my dreams and Wendy's dreams for how this whole thing might get started. And it's been really, dreamy, to say the least.
There you go.
Everything just seems, it's like the universe wants it to happen. So we're delighted with how things have come along so quickly. I mean, Wendy and I, we sat with Jerry and Stephen Arante, we sat around a table. Was it in January?
Yes, it was.
And now, at the end of July, we have an opera company and our first production. It's very exciting.
Now, I understand one of the impetuses for getting this off the ground is that Wendy and Jerry moved here. When did you move here, Wendy, and from where?
It will be 3 years in July. I have a great connection to WHQR through the opera, and I understand the history of WHQR is very connected to opera, and my love of the opera just fits in with this community. When Nancy approached me and Jerry, we were, to put it mildly, slightly surprised, but we couldn't say no to this project because we really think it is a great addition to an already wonderful cultural community.
This is an amazing cultural community, but that we have been lacking that.
We've been
lacking an opera company, and I know a number of folks have wanted it for some time. Tell me, because this is something I enjoy, will there be operas and maybe at some point operettas as well? Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. I mean, we're looking across the board at repertoire that suits the community. Of course, our first production, The Merry Widow, is in fact an operetta. And that just means that it's a little bit lighter music and there's spoken dialogue. And we chose it for its audience appeal. And I think people know this opera. They know this operetta, but they might not, you know, they know the tunes from it, like the Merry Widow Waltz and Velia and those kinds of things. They kind of know it already. They just don't know it.
They don't know the story, really.
That's right.
Exactly. And it will be sung in English?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. That will help a lot.
And in fact, our co-directors, my fine colleagues from UNCW, Mark Sorensen, who's also our costume designer, and Nancy Podrowski-Carson, who is also our choreographer, we all sat down, don't tell my husband, with a glass of champagne, and we wrote our own version of the libretto so that we could tailor make it to fit our community and the space that we're performing in.
Wonderful. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Nancy King, artistic director, and Wendy Fingerhut, executive director of Opera Wilmington, which premieres this summer. Their first production is July 25th, 26th, and 27th. That's a Friday and Saturday at 8 and a Sunday at 3. It is Franz Lehár's The Merry Widow. They'll be performing in the Cultural Arts Building, that beautiful main stage theater in there. But one of the things we need to pay attention to is that's not a very big theater, right, Nancy?
Absolutely. I think it seats 295. And so this is your this is your warning. Get your tickets now. I mean, we deliberately planned small because that's what our budget would allow, and that's what we felt was the right move. We're trying to be very, in this time and day and age where opera companies are folding all over the place. The Met's having trouble. San Diego had a brush with near death. City Opera closed this year. We're trying to be responsible, but also bring a really high quality product. And so if you would like to be one of those 900 select people who get to see The Merry Widow, you should buy your tickets now.
And I'll give you information at the end of the interview about how to get your tickets. Now, what I'd also like to know about, and I'm not sure if you were in on this, Wendy, or if it was only Nancy, what were the auditions like for The Merry Widow? Were you there too, Wendy?
Well, I would really like to comment on it because yes. Nancy's been in auditions before, either in the position that she was in here this time or as an auditioner herself. But I have never been privy to this. And one of the privileges of being executive director was sitting at the back and watching this. First of all, the talent that it is in this community is extraordinary. And we were pretty taken back by it. It was wonderful 3 nights. And Nancy and the co-directors were just so divine to the people who auditioned. Let me tell you something. Somebody who couldn't even sing could go in there and be appreciated. Mm. And it was just a different kind of audition than you see in the movies and in theater. Yeah. It was a special moment and a real privilege for me and Jerry to be in on that audition.
First time I auditioned for a musical, I'd done a lot of acting, and I loved to sing, but I'd never sung in front of anybody, and I was so terrified that nothing but squeaks came out of my throat. And thank God I had the director that was doing the auditioning saw something in me, and he kept me afterwards, and he said, "I think you're just scared to sing. Let's just stand here together at the piano and sing some scales." And I ended up being in a musical, and I think the auditioning process is nerve-wracking enough.
It is, but, and having been an auditioner myself, I tell you, it's you have to be gentle with singers and artists of all kind, and I think it doesn't extend a person one bit sitting on the other side of the table to just give them the confidence that we're all rooting for them and that they can do their best. It's a completely different experience, and it was 3 nights of auditions. I couldn't believe it.
That's amazing.
It was
amazing. How many total people
we had
approximately?
Yeah, well, we had, I think, over 30 people audition.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Tell us a little bit more about The Merry Widow, because I don't know the story on that.
Well, the story of The Merry Widow is charming. There's a made-up country called Marsovia, and a very wealthy woman who's the character that I'll be portraying, Hannah Glowari. Her husband has passed, and somehow his whole fortune has been transferred to her. And in that event, what has happened is if she marries outside of Marsovia, all of her funds will go away and the country will end up bankrupt. So the premise of the whole Merry Widow is to get her married off to a countryman. Now, during the course of this, there are some other romantic trysts that come about, but Hannah and Danilo have been younger lovers and have been reacquainted now at the embassy in Paris. And, you know, there's a chemistry between them, and our excellent tenor, Michael Rawless, is portraying that role. What a great voice. So things kind of work out in the end, but there's a few bumps in the road along the way that make the plot very interesting.
There you go. It's The Merry Widow by Franz Lehár, the first production of Opera Wilmington. It will be running Friday, July 25th at 8, Saturday, July 26th at 8, and Sunday, July 27th at 3 o'clock. Only those three performances in the Cultural Arts Building at UNCW on the beautiful main stage. You can get more information about this by going to opera-wilmington.org. Is the cast rehearsing now? Are you in the midst of?
People have their respective materials, and they're working on them by themselves.
Okay.
We start rehearsing June 23rd, which is going to be very exciting. The set's already built, though, so Max Liddy is a genius.
Good, and you have a great costumer, so that's wonderful.
Yes, and Mark Sorens. Well, yes, he's brilliant.
He is. He really is. And how about the musicians? How many musicians? It won't be a full orchestra, but how many musicians?
No, the pit doesn't hold a full orchestra, so we're going to have probably about 15 musicians, and Stephen Arante has culled them from the Wilmington Symphony, so we have a lot of the first chairs for the string section of the symphony, so we're just delighted.
One of the things I think is most amazing about this, and I'm going to let Wendy explain it to you, tell us about the tickets, Wendy. I can't get over this. This is great. How much do the tickets cost?
The tickets for adults are $20 and $10 for children and students.
Yeah. That's great.
And the reason that we priced it that way is because we really want everybody to come and enjoy that which we know is really special, and we want them to find out how wonderful their community is. These artistic directors are just, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So you also have a special deal on opening night. Is it $60 for an opening night reception with champagne and little hors d'oeuvre things?
Yeah, we're going to do it a little bit opera big and have a champagne reception before at 6 o'clock. And the $60 will include the party and the seat in the reserved section.
Oh, I like that.
Reserves.
All right. For more information, you can go to opera-wilmington.org. You can get your tickets through eTix or through the Keenan box office. Nancy King, Wendy Fingerhut, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us all about Opera Wilmington.
Oh, you're welcome, Jamila.
You're welcome.